Well, hello there, you wonderful folk. Idiot. Sorry again. Well, hello there, for I so rudely interrupted by some twat. He's obviously so impatient to get over his own backside. Oh, gobshite. Anyway, let's try a third time lucky. Well, hello there, you wonderful folk of Audioboo, Facebook, and Twitter. Welcome along. Listen to your good friend Roddy Jenkins here with you once again on this Tuesday morning. Slightly damp, drizzly. And we just had a bit of fun this morning. Well, we had to nip over to Bedminster in Bristol and pick up a package from the sorting office. Normally we'll go back there, so I'll need to go to the job centre, but that's another story. And then we had another little piece of jigsaw to fit in, is that the left lens of my glasses have fallen out this morning, and I got that out. So I did knit down here to Specsavers and get them to look at it, and thankfully it was just a loose screw. And so that's been dealt with. So we've got my package, we've got the glasses sorted out, so that's fine. Walking past Windmill Hill City Farm to my right. Don't do a repeat of all of you we tried last week. Apparently didn't record as much as we anticipated, so second time lucky, so to speak. So, how are your trains hooting in the distance there? We are going to be going through the infamous Victoria Park in a minute. Infamous because it's been mentioned in several audioboos in the past. You've got to go on the website www.audioboo.fm/Roddy Jenkins, capital R, or if you're somewhat inclined, capital R, O-W-D-Y, capital J-E-N-K-I-N-S. That's capital R. What is wrong with that prat? Oh no, it's a fella. So there's a train. I'll let him off. So, yes. Before I got really invented by a first quick, where's the figure of this? It's capital R, capital J, for if you don't mind, and Roddy Jenkins. Just look up audioboo.fm. And there's a Virgin cross country Voyager. Yeah, I know, I guess you're on. But yeah, Victoria Park, which is where we're going to be in a very short moment even. Not long time. We'll be, see, I've got the old, I can't breathe again. So I get this nose job the better. Anyway. Right, so here we come. We're going up under the railway. So we're going south of the railway. As you do. Architecture, and 21st century graffiti to go with the Victorian architecture. Come past the school, this is the Windmill Hill, I think it's C of E Primary School, pretty primary school anyway. And big building, big squat building, blue railings, and a large Porsche, so it must be quite a large school. I mean, I don't know how many kids they've got, quite a lot. Obviously doing engineering work further down the line, hence the train hoots. Oh, that was that impatient little twat again. And, see, so yeah, I mean, we've got, let's see, 1 second, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, about 7 or 8. Pitched roofs. Really must get a new set of tension, I think. I mean, who's ever heard of peached roofs? Well, I suppose roofs make other peaches, I suppose, don't they? Anyway. Ease. Gentleness. Wait for it. Wait for it. Welcome to Victoria Park. Yay! We're in Victoria Park. Okay, woohoo! Through the kitchen gates. Green. And the green doesn't necessarily want me to kiss it any more than they're another colour, but train running past me, heading, looks like a freight train, I think, by the sounds of it. Here we are in Victoria Park. Hey, narrow. Tarmac, walkway, park, and going through the park. That's a rather long freight train. Sounds like probably about 20 odd wagons attached to the back of it. Blackbird's just flowing up in front of me. There is a blackbird. There's the freight train to my. There's about 4 or 5 running tracks into the top of Meads from here. Two or so, like, sides as well. And, I'm going past where we normally see a squirrel or two, but they're obviously here. Don't munch their nuts, they get too blooming cold. I'm going to be nuts in this weather. Can't say I blame them, quite frankly. And, anyway, how the devil are you, look? Everyone said, isn't that rude of me? I've been rabbiting all this time. And, it's a bit of devil in the mouth there. And, why is it making awful squeaky noise? Then, there, I excuse me. Just drop one. I said in the previous bit, excuse me whilst I fart, so I think I've just said, I'm sorry. Anyway, bits of work, man, council workers. Obviously doing some logging down here in the park. Take the left hand fork on the junction here in the path and walk slightly down a slight slope. How can you slightly walking down a slight slope? Honestly. You know, I think I need to be mobile here, I really do. Anyways, happy Tuesday. Chatty Tuesday on Twitter. Jimmy's outie. Hello. And, well, even if you're not a charity, hello. You know. And, well, say hello to me. I'm on Twitter. Yay! Guess what? Now, take a wild, wild guess at my Twitter name. Could it possibly have an R and a J in it? Well, yes, you'd be correct. Would those R and J's be capital punishments? Again, yes, you'd be correct. And would the first name have one vowel? And I don't know, I've got to count them. Four consonants. Can't even think how many letters in my first name. Anyway, then yes, you'd be correct, and there's a vowel. And actually, two vowels, I tell like two vowels in the second name. What could it possibly be? Hi, Mr. Seagull. It's a big seagull. It's a white bird. So I've got. Should be ours. No, it's a seagull. There's one of these guys. Don't talk to him. He looks strange. He's talking on his phone again. That's good. I don't actually know seagulls talk like that. Just making you laugh, kind of thing. I'm wrapping on. It's a Tuesday morning, folks. It's been wet. Something got water in the old brain. And, do you believe we've done about 3/4 of this audio already? My goodness me. So, that gives you a bit of a description of said Victoria Park, just in case you haven't got around to hearing the last thing. It's the largest park. And I can't remember off the top of my head what the acreage is. Another seagull there. Morning, Mr. Gull. Yeah, it won't be antisocial then. Don't talk to me then. Okay, so if you talk to them, right? Same with pigeons. If you talk to seagulls and pigeons, they don't crap on you, right? So that's it. Yeah, no, Mr. Gull. Come on, Mr. Biddy, off you go now. Bye. Yeah. And seriously, try it. They don't shit on you. Is that any bloody vermin? Yeah, blah, blah, blah. Right, so it's, yeah, you're fair game. I don't like seagulls. Well, now, let's go. What do you make of all that? I said, no, we're not going to make any comments here. No comments at all. So, here we are. So, we're leaving the park. Back onto St. Luke's Road. Can't remember where St. Luke was off the top of my head. Cross over Hill Avenue. And here we go. St. Luke's Road. The crossing is out of order. Interesting. Find it, of course. Run for it. Nearly got run over. Day then. The bloody draft hats at the water. Dust easy. Don't need to know what you think. That all laid that for all fixes. We'll just do that. Yep. Gonna just check there's no traffic coming. You know, in a minute, mate. Well, I've got that to do what I want to do. That's better than anything. No. Anyway. Right, nearly home, which is good. I could walk up Windsor Terrace for a bit. Nothing to do with Queenie, as far as I'm aware. And to Stevens Crescent, where I live. This was named after Henry Stevens, it's obviously up the road, Tenby Street. And, well. And Henry Stevens, apparently. A lad in the back of the, I don't know, 14th century, 13th century, something like that. And so, three times here, I'm named after him. You wouldn't be thinking, you wouldn't guess I'd climb the ever so slightly. Let's see if I was really, really head to puff, a bit over the road, over the Wells Road, on Bell Street, which is. Reportedly, as much as falling over, won't let you leave a mattress. Anyway, reportedly fell, as I was saying, was reportedly. Need more exercise, don't I? Reportedly, England's steepest residential street. They throw Easter eggs down here, at least, obviously. Don't throw it at other times, I don't think. But anyway, right. Here we are, and we're very near the end of this recording, so I'm just going to do the Fort Knox impression. Okay, it's bye-bye for now. Until the next time, we say hello on